Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Good evening. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in lovely east of Pennsylvania. It's Sunday evening and your mother's hip-hop is on at a different time thanks to two back-to-back meetings on my Sunday night taking away from my studies. They were both... They're both all right. We're having a dialogue about it right now. If you're in the studio, you'd understand. I want to give a huge shout out to my my blood relatives listening in this evening. I think a certain DJ Q from Western Massachusetts has already tuned in. And if you would like to listen to this evening's show and you are not in a car, head on over to wjrh.org and click on that play button at the top of the screen. Or give us a call here in the studio, 610-330-5316. We're going to keep things rolling here with Das FX. This is real hip hop. You're listening to your mother's hip hop.
Can't forget the goal. In case you didn't know, the flow is fat like Joe. Yo, you niggas they know that I'm back, man. You're whack, man. I eat a rapper like I'm Pac-Man. I figured they bring it straight from the cellar. Varela, pack it, more hits the loop, Panella. I swella, nigga in his eye. If he test me, you don't impress me. Yeah, yo, books kick the rest, G. One time for your mind. Hey, yo, what up? It's the crew bringing the ruckus. Yeah. No doubt we's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cutlass getting duckers. The dope. You can't touch the flow. No. It's me, the nigga with G, the B, double O, K, S. So say yes and bust your caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like Metallica. Stays through the heart, tell them snake fake niggas. Them all up in my face, jealous of my tape niggas. So honey, shake your fingers and show me what you got. Blow the vibe, Das FX with the real hip hop. To the hip, you don't stop. Das FX with the real hip hop. To the hip, you don't quit. Don't quit, Das FX. Let rush it through your body. You're in my danger, feel like riding like powder. I'm back up in that ass, G Kapow. And now we got the game to a T like how. Allow me to introduce myself and my peak. Straight from the sewer, staying true to the streets. Will it be me, Crazy Drace, bringing up the rear? I swear, we got to hold it down there, yeah. So there, now let me crack a beer, kick my feet up. Turn the heat up, and spiggity smoke all the weed up. The kids are eat up, with the style that's the newest. My crew is getting more run than Carl Lewis. From the sewers, now you see me on the top. So stop and recognize the niggas on your block. On the block. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop, Das FX with the real hip hop. Hip hop. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't quit. Don't quit, Das FX.
Kit to the texture, but this style of mine is well defined like Webster's. Ain't about a nigga rolling from the Jordan, the Jabba Jibba when I get stoned like Sharon from Slipper. Equipped her, rickety ripped the microphone to shreds. Dread, you come and hit these niggas in the head.
Connect my rhymes like Lego, so let go my ego. I burn you like Waco, you need more than Mako. I take it to your crew and keep a moving like a U-Haul. I made a school yard, rickety faggots like RuPaul. I throw a screwball and strike out the MC. And if he tempts me, I knock him out like Jack Dempsey. I burn some sensei, then chase it with the Guinness. The illest, now hit me with the hook because I'm finished.
To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop, Das FX with the real hip hop. Hip hop. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't quit. Don't quit, Das FX. Came to rip shit, rip shit. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop, Das FX with the real hip hop. Hip hop. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't quit. Don't quit, Das FX. Came to rip shit, rip shit. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop, Das FX with the real hip hop.
Thank you.
That was Real Hip Hop. Oh man, God, super loud. That was Real Hip Hop by Das FX back in 1992. And we're going to segue right into our next song here. I got a couple guest DJs in the studio who might make an appearance later or even soon. But shoot any request to me if you are fortunate enough to be in my family group chat, which is probably most of the people. And if not, give us a call here at the studio, 610-330-5316. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No frontin', just in case I gotta smoke some. Round here, heads don't act the age. You might be another dead boy Pompeii. Into the cipher with your lighter. L's are ready, prepare for another all-nighter. But keep a watch for the cops, cause they rock glocks. Coming on the block, trying to rock knots. Pick the acting like they bigger than us niggas from the streets. Cause we stalk mad deep in them walk beats. I guess them all a grudge, cause I won't budge. Playing tough, staring down the judge with my hands cuffed. Standing there with my nappy hair and my dirty gear. All a war, yeah, now I'm up out of here. Pigs lick me up and down with the front. Is it because I'm down or is it because I'm from Bucktown?
That wanna contest, we got your nooses ready hanging over the trees. Bring on your sounds and get drowned by my massive. Kill your body boy and hold your love up for hostage. Knock, knock, Maggie, knock, that's four shots empty. On a violator that was sent out to get me. I'm tore up from the flow up and everything's black, but still I'm on point, ready to buck, ain't nothing sweet, Jack. Bucktown, I represented on the love, love. Deeply rooted from my Timbs to my dick above. Don't sweat the bulge coming from my hip. Grip what you get hit when I let my tool click. Nowhere to run, ambush lurks in the dark. Help the skelter smirks while you're getting torn apart. Here comes the rude boys with the gunja plants. Smith and Wesson, generals of the boot camps. Just another prankster. Rude boy dead, cause I'm taught him was a gangster. Tried to live the life of a hood from the streets. Test the wrong dread, now I'm in eternal sleep. Miss the ripper eye, lurk in the sty. Twist up the ganja when I wanna get high. With my brethren, a Buddha session. Learn your lesson, or get blasted by Mr. Smith or Mr. Wesson.
Bucktown's everywhere, I swear. It's clear to me, you feel the weed. Now I really see, life all round the way. Original has come out to play. But for a break day, it's just a regular. Every day, stay to be and I. Mind's on the way, rhymes feed the mind in time. I find reality follows me where I roam. 360 degrees back home.
Home with the original gun clap. Home with the original gun clap.
Wesson, you do it like this. To my man Buckshot.
Yeah,
yeah. The Rock. Yeah. Bucktown, Trick D, Mr. Wall. We'll
roll up that next set, man. We up out of here.
Bucktown, let's get here.
To my brethren, Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? It's a big one. On the rear.
We'll roll that up there. We'll do it like this.
I'm DJ Drew, and you're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop. It's almost halfway past the hour of 8 p.m. here on your Sunday evening, the end of a gorgeous weekend. Hoping that The following weekends bring some more weather like this. I was able to get outside for a little bit and enjoy the sunshine. 70 degrees today. Felt like summer. You're going to hear from our guest DJs very soon once they finish coming up with their guest DJ names, which is something that they're going to start thinking about right now. So stay tuned. There's either one or two. We'll see. We're going to keep things going here with Kool & the Gang on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This is Get Down On It.
Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in.
may not be feeling like your mother's hip-hop right now, but you're listening to it. And we got Madonna coming on next. Send any requests in to our phone hotline here, 610-330-5316. That was Get Down On It from Something Special with Kool & the Gang back in 1981. And next up, we've got a holiday here. This is Madonna on Your Mother's Hip-Hop on WJRH 104.9 FM. You just listened to Madonna here on Your Mother's Hip Hop with DJ Drew. It's 8:34 p.m. and we are about halfway through our set this evening. We got some Wu-Tang Clan for you up next. Request put in by one of my guest DJs here at the station right off the cutting room floor. This is Cream by Wu-Tang Clan and you're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop.
Look out for the cops, though. Cash food. Word up. 2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Them niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food's everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around joint. Me. Cream get the
here
money.
We, here we go. Check this bill, shit. Yo. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young dude, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose. Only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board boards. My life got
ends.
Nigga, one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my a nigga to Tech Notch.
A man with a dream with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I escape from Jake's giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks. And straight shots, all on the block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. Shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me.
Niggas got to get the money. Dollar,
dollar bill, yo.
Cash can't just get by no more.
Brief moment with ends there. Ooh, we're doing some adjustments in here. Can't get the mic to a good position tonight. It's just really awkward. Just kind of moving it around slightly, and then we get that nice creaking sound the entire time. It doesn't matter what I want to say. let me bring you on here. Let's see. I get two guesses as to which one's yours. Go ahead, say something.
Check.
You're on. I know which one yours is.
Yeah, this is the other one, right? Yeah, we figured it out. Process of elimination.
The other. We can't have one more person in here. What?
What?
To bring you guys up to speed. This is now going to turn into a talk show for the next 35 minutes, so I hope that's what you were planning
Surprise!
On. And what are we going to talk about? Let's pick a really specific...
Women issues.
Same thing we've been talking about for the past half hour.
We have actually been talking about women issues tonight, which is prevalent. Let's not pretend like we're making light of that. We had a very productive conversation this evening with the social justice group on our campus talking about the
Kaleidoscope, shameless plug.
Yes.
Good group.
It is a good group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good group of people. I think what they do is very respectable. People make fun of them, which is just kind of
childish. Childish to make fun of that.
It is childish to make fun of that. I completely agree with it, but... Very productive talk. Fraternities in the U.S. and at our school here are predominantly white, so that's a problem. And the school is predominantly white, which is also a problem.
Right, and I think that the point that was brought up was that many of these institutions are set up in a way to further perpetuate gaps between different communities, and what role do fraternities themselves play in that?
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
This guy paid attention.
I've been thinking about that for the past 2 hours, saying that on this radio show.
You should take a women's and gender studies course. It's actually really interesting. Took intro in the fall. It's one of the best courses I've ever taken.
You know, I have an associate's degree in sociology.
Is that right?
Yep, and economics.
Weird flex.
Yeah. I always forget. You're just kind of like you're just the much older.
Yeah, you know, I'm older than Ryan Alafante is.
That's objectively not true. I can prove it.
Can we see birth certificates?
I was going to say.
No. You can't see birth certificates.
Oh, there you go. Now you're by the mic. Now you're doing it right. I know it's a little tough for you.
I can hear my own voice.
Right.
Just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was the perfect environment to bring these two great guest DJs here, and I'm going to give them an additional second to think of their name before I ask it to them. But it's such a great opportunity because the two of them just absolutely love to talk, and even more so than that, they love to hear themselves talk.
I was just going
to
say, I love the sound of my own voice.
So,
yeah. Jacob, if you could stop talking for a second, so I can talk.
No, for sure,
talk.
For sure.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Great. Love hearing myself talk. I'm Ryan Alfonte, DJ name, DJ Ryan Alfonte.
That's it.
DJ Hebrew.
That's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah.
You're DJ Hebrew.
DJ Hebrew.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice. I do want to just bring you guys up to speed.
I'm actually
here.
Episcopalian.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go back to the music right now. No more talking. I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed on the fact that we do have confirmed at least two listeners right now, so I just want to let you know.
Shout out to Hollander's family.
Is that outside of DJ Ryan Alfonte and DJ Hebrew?
Three listeners.
Three
at this point.
Yeah.
So if you're keeping track of where we started with the show, it's tripled at this point.
Wow.
So
just 300% increase.
Just think about that, and you know what? If we keep talking for a little longer, you know, and it might just
you think we're gaining listeners by talking.
It might just keep happening. I think almost certainly losing.
You have to think, right?
But if the two of you guys text your family members, then again,
my mom would definitely go crazy over this.
It's a bit of a pyramid scheme, to be honest with you guys. I get you two involved, right? That's the top. I'm the head of the snake. You two get involved, and then we get your families involved.
Yeah, but we're still in high up, so we get a lot of the profit too.
Are you familiar with the Ouroboros? The Ouroboros is a snake that eats itself.
Mm.
Yes.
I think I kind of...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Breaking
news. I have a tattoo
of
an Ouroboros on my
Breaking news. DJ Ryan Alafonte has the most basic tattoos imaginable.
Yeah, I said, yo, tattoo guy, give me 5 basic tattoos, please.
Right,
and this is what I got.
Right.
My parents are probably now worried that I'm going to get a tattoo.
Mm. Well, I'm getting that matching tattoo of that lip tattoo.
Am
I not supposed to know about that?
Right, the inner lip tattoo, right? Yeah. I think it's either that or it's going to be one that covers the entirety of our chest and back. So it's just one of those two.
Would it be one where we would all like stand next to each other and together we would make a cohesive saying?
No.
But
it would have to be
we're
that.
We're each getting individual pieces of sushi on our entire chest and then together we're the sushi roll.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the move.
What kind of sushi?
California roll. Let's not be ridiculous.
Oh, right.
I've since learned that we're now back down to 0 listeners.
Nice.
We're going to bring it back to the music. More fun banter is coming. Don't worry. But before then, we're going to hear from Eazy-E and Ice Cube. These are some boys in the hood. And you're listening to your mother's hip-hop.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Eazy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Eazy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out!
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Take him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I'm beat up.
no bail. The fellas caught the riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut a foot. Instructing of the court, said the judge, on a 6-year sentence my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. Yelled out fire, then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast from the past, motherfucker. Busy, yo.
Easy Does It here on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. We got 10 minutes till 9 p.m. here on your Sunday evening. It's getting a little chillier out after this absolutely gorgeous weekend. I would like to give a shout out to a few special folks who are tuning in this evening, one of whom put in an excellent song request. We're going to have some Miss Lauryn Hill here on Your Mother's Hip Hop, as well as Bob Marley. An interesting duo there. A request put in by the Southern Falcon, otherwise known as my grandfather Miles, down in Tallahassee, Florida. We are expanding our reach here a lot this evening. So thank you to everybody for tuning in. And I want to also give a shout out. I'm not sure. I think he is listening in. He tried to do a FaceTime call, which I think was intentional. I want to give a shout out to my grandpa Howard. If you'd like me to refer to you by a different moniker, just let me know because we can make that happen. Tuning in from the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois, and also potentially DJ special guest and crew out in Winnetka. I want to give a quick shout out to them as well if they are on the airwaves this evening. I'd like to welcome back in my wonderful guest DJs this evening. We got a little update on how many people are listening to the show right now, and I think we got some shout-outs to do, too.
Yeah, confirmed at least 2 more people.
Right,
DJ Ryan Alfonte's mom, lovely right. mother, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Really great. She's right. Fun to talk to. And my little brother, Josh, out in Champaign.
Mm.
Flying Tomato. He had the nickname before Sean White. That's official.
Is that true?
No, not at all.
No.
I made that up on the spot. I was watching a Sean White documentary earlier today, actually.
How was it?
It was produced by the Olympics, so it was high quality, but I don't think there was a lot of content there.
Yeah, the Olympics are a major propagandist network. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, funded by McDonald's, right?
Funded by McDonald's and the Koch brothers.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm. Don't look Koch it up. Brothers are pretty don't bad. Research it, but it's real.
Yeah. If only we had a way to access Google. The Koch brothers went to my high school, actually.
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
They donate a bunch of buildings.
That is so funny.
It's really kind of interesting because it's a very progressive institution. So what the school stands for is like not at all.
You thought it was progressive.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. There's a lot of wealth involved there. We can dive into that conversation a different evening. We've already opened a few cans tonight here in the studio. It's a very charged
shouting out my
show this evening.
Public school time of my high school. And I'd also like to shout out my parents who are listening in. My mom, also known as Moose. And my father, also known as Drew, which is my friend Andrew's name as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're representing DJ Jacob Hess, also known as DJ Hebrew. And I'm glad, I know they're going to be glad to know that I'm totally leaning into the Jewish stereotypes here.
I think they're really proud.
Yeah.
I can almost hear their tears of pride.
Oh, they're definitely laughing really hard right now. They're cracking up.
Good. Good. They give us this platform here at school. It's a little bit dangerous. We're using it for good,
super
though.
Super dangerous. Are we?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've dipped my toes into a few different forms of media. I can really kind of do whatever I want, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Got a print newspaper and a weekly radio show. That's a lot of room to get stuff out there.
Right.
Hollander owns the media.
Right.
Very well connected.
Hollander and you hear the Koch brothers.
Yeah. Hollander the kid and from the Koch brothers. Brothers. Yeah. Owns the media. You're laughing. Yeah.
I'm seeing some correlations here. I've heard that there has been some explicit music on this show tonight. I do want to, for those folks that are worried about that, I frequently have teenage cousins listening into this. Do what you will with that information.
Yeah, don't worry. We're corrupting young minds, too.
Yes. It's not just the old folks. But this is Your Mother's Hip Hop, so I will admit that finding a lineup of songs from the 80s and 90s of this type of music without curses is more difficult than you'd think. But don't worry, there is not that it's not out there, but you know, it's just a little bit harder to find.
And it's not as good.
And it's not as good.
You know, my father was a Deadhead, and he traveled to over 160 shows.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he was a real one. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, it was just
pretty cool. 160?
160, over 160. Man. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's funny. It's
a lot of drugs. It's a lot of drugs. 160. Jeez.
All right. Well, yeah. I hope we're allowed to talk about that on air.
Yep. That's my father. We'll see. Yeah.
Good thing my name's attached to this show, so I'll be paying the fine.
Repercussions for me.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot more issues with that, too. Let's unpack a little bit more, shall we? No, I'm just kidding. Let's get back to the music for a little bit so we can get through at least 10 songs this evening. Instead of playing the Southern Falcons request, we're actually going to get a little Salt and Peppa in here next. And then we will bring you to Miss Lauryn Hill. So just for everybody out there, these are two consecutive clean songs here on Your Mother's Hip Hop. And I highly recommend you enjoy.
Here I go, again, girls, what's my weakness? Okay, then chilling, minding my business. Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda, wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them. Should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's the I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna
my bar, here's the hot rod. 12 inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard. Yeah. Big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Shoot.
You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in beautiful eastern Pennsylvania. If you are looking for another soapbox with the three of us, you're not going to get it until after this next song, because we're talking about other stuff here.
Mysterious. I'm not on.
You're not on.
No, you're not on here. You want to be... There you go.
Well, now it's awkward. I already said what I wanted to say, but...
All right, that's it. Well, you guys will never know. I think he just said mysterious. It's not that exciting.
Ryan's going to do great on radio.
But yeah, plug my show.
Yeah, no doubt. I actually, you know what? I'll do a really brief soapbox. I do think it is very cool to note that DJ Ryan Elefante, despite lacking a cool DJ name like DJ Drew, which is obviously much more original and not due to the fact that his name just naturally contains two nicknames in it. I just wanted to point out that he is a senior who's graduating in just over a month, and he came into my show for the first time last week and thought that it was very cool, which it is. And
now I'm going to be having my own show, time to be determined, The Porch with Ryan Elefante, playing indie hip hop. Stuff you haven't heard of before, but good music nonetheless. So
did you just come up with that name now?
No, I didn't come up with his name now. I've been thinking about it for a week, Jacob.
Okay.
Or DJ Hebrew.
DJ Hebrew.
Yeah, sorry. My apologies. Yeah. So
take it up with the synagogue, my friend.
What are we gonna? What might we hear on that? I'm very curious. You have a range of musical interests.
Yeah. Well, it's all hip hop that hasn't really taken off yet, or at least from artists who aren't really all that popular in the mainstream. So. You know, a little bit of Smino, Felly. I mean, just toss the names out, but...
Are we talking... Are we
J. Cole-esque vibes,
mm-hmm.
Okay. But not J. Cole, mm-hmm. Basically what I'm going for here.
You have positive thoughts on J. Cole?
A genius.
I'm a huge fan.
I concur.
The best artist in the game right now, my opinion.
I thought he was underrated for a while, actually, believe it or not, and I think now he's blowing up.
I think he's properly rated right now, and that rating would be the top.
Do we have thoughts on Drake on the show?
Drake? I have thoughts on Drake, but I'm not going to share them over the air.
No. Yeah. Too controversial.
I like a fair amount of Drake's music. I think he has a good ability to put music out that he knows is going to be popular. I want to say that it's really good.
I think he's a total sellout.
That's funny. Yeah. That's a fine opinion to have. I like some of the music. I'm not going to pretend like I'm some objective, omniscient force here, but I think some of his music is good, so I have a positive.
I still listen to God's Plan, so.
Yeah.
Everybody still listens to God's Plan.
Well, that's the point, right? I mean, he's able to release this music. He knows that stuff, Nice for What. He knows songs like that are going to be popular.
And will sell.
And will sell, yeah.
And will sell.
So there's something to be said for that, because that's hard to do, and he's had a lot of success doing that. Now, obviously, but it's also...
He also doesn't write his own songs.
Yeah, so that's an issue, definitely, but... I mean, not everybody writes their own songs.
I would encourage all the listeners to listen to the rapper Pusha T's diss track of Drake. Forget exactly what it's called. Something about Apollo.
They did a song together afterwards, I'm pretty sure, too, though, didn't
they? Because Pusha T is also a sellout. but I would encourage all the parents out there listening, in order to catch up on the current trends, to listen to that diss track, and you'll learn a lot about contemporary millennial society.
Just want to remind you that the vast majority of this show's listeners are either too young to listen to that or too old to care.
Right.
Well, that's a little mean,
that's
actually.
Really
it's insulting.
I don't know. You know what? I think there's a decent chance that this is the first time that my dad has heard the name Pusha T, and I bet you he'll text me now and tell me if that is or is not the case. If you're listening, I do want you to do that. We're going to get back to the music here. Oh, I just got a text. I thought maybe it was from him. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop still. Here with DJ Drew, DJ Hebrew, and DJ Ryan Elefante. And next up, we're going to turn the lights down low here. This is Lauryn Hill and Bob Marley on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining into our life again. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. On time, on time. Wow. I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I. Oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving. Sunny lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh, no.
Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in.
Nah, nah, nah.
Into our lives.
To every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite.
Right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second, and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am because I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you ask and then I'm telling you it's yes.
Yes, yes.
Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right,
yes, yes.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, boy.
Yeah.
On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good.
Yeah.
Yes, baby love.
That was Turn Your Lights Down Low. Little Lauryn Hill and Bob Marley mashup. That's not the right word. From 1999. How old were you guys in 1999?
25. I was a little bit older than Jacob was. So.
Jesus. I really joined an adult fraternity here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully that'll bring some good influences.
Were you born in 1999?
I was born in 1998.
Wow.
Very close. Yes. Yes. All right.
My sister was born in 99. Shout out to Rebecca Hess, who's definitely not listening because she has better things to do.
She's in school somewhere?
Yeah, she's at Northeastern.
Oh, right on.
Go Huskies.
That was a good school. Yeah. Yeah, go Huskies.
Yep.
Got a few friends who go there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a few friends who go there. Tufts. A lot of good Boston area schools around mm-hmm. there. BC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have thoughts on BC.
What are those?
We do. Negative, primarily. You know, we love everything here on WJRH, Your Mother's Hip Hop. So,
see, there's a little cheat code up there. It's great.
No, it is.
Put it right where you can see it.
Right.
It's not bad. Yeah, BC, I've heard, is kind of like just a big high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you could say that about a lot of the colleges that are like that. A lot of them are just bigger prep schools,
mm-hmm.
which is also partially having to do with the predominantly rich white kids.
Yeah. Also deal. Has a lot of relevance to the Lafayette community, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like a 2,500 student body. It's a pretty small place. So
right.
It definitely does have, I mean, it feels like a college, but it's, if you were at a bigger university, you'd notice a big difference, I think. I don't know. There's definitely something to be said for the smaller, like, school environment.
Liberal arts experience. Yeah.
It's kind of nice to be able to walk around campus and know people, don't you think?
Oh, 100%.
I always think that's fun.
I mean, I got here, like, yesterday.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I'm a transfer student, so I'm still learning the ropes a little bit. But, I mean, what I've really picked up is that all of these colleges are kind of the same. So it doesn't really matter all that much. But, you know, you go... You get a degree, and then you live a...
And now you're employable.
And now you're employable, exactly. You're adequately credentialed.
That was a little bit of a depressing picture of what it is. You can just be anyone, and it's fine. But
yeah.
That's really funny. All right, we're going to get back to the music here, since we are 30 seconds away from our 1 hour mark here, and we have one more song, which is a request. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me bring you back on here. Who's the request by?
Crest is by Andrew, quote-unquote, Drew Hess, and his is a...
Not DJ Drew.
Not DJ Drew, although I believe he might have done something like this in his past. He's a jack-of-all-trades, that one. We're going to put a request in for Stevie Wonder's Master Blaster.
Jammin'. It's the single version, and you're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop. Thank you. For those of you keeping track, that's the second time I've sloppily begun playing the song that all of my faithful following, aka blood relatives, have grown to know is the outro to this song. So here on Your Mother's Hip Hop, and this is something from the great DJ Q of Western Massachusetts, we start the show with Everlast and we end the show with Everlast. It starts with "The White Boy Is Back." I'm the white boy. And I'm the white boy. And then it ends with "Ends," which is Everlast, which is really nice.
It's so poetic.
But that, it skipped when we were playing Boys in the Hood earlier. It skipped immediately from like midway through that song and went to "Ends" for some reason. And I quickly caught it and brought it back to the middle of the song. But I just wanted to say that that's the second time we've had a show is ending scare, even though it's now actually ending.
Sad.
So you guys having fun?
Really enjoying myself.
This is the highlight of my past hour.
So. Wow. Oh, man. How thoughtful of you.
Are you having fun, Andrew?
You know, I was having more fun earlier.
I agree. Before we started the show?
Yeah. Yeah. We were having a good time. We were chumming it up in here. It's pretty good. I need to do a shout out. Actually, I think she's listening, but I'm not really sure. But I want to give a quick shout out to Miss Fossum.
Who is Miss Fossum?
Emzo. Who's Emzo? May or may not be on the radio waves right now. So give her a quick shout out since we've already gone through all three of our families,
right,
with this great pyramid scheme. So just to like recap that, like, you two also count as listeners of the show right now, even though you're in here doing it with me,
because we're also listening to the show,
right? So we started with three people, remember, but bringing you guys in, that gets it up to five. You brought in two family members. Correct. You brought in two family members, and the pyramid scheme is alive and well. We're almost up to double digits.
When do we start selling our merch?
Well, if that wasn't highly illegal for us to do,
right,
we could start doing that.
Not
right,
selling
yeah. That was a cool wink you just gave me.
Are you guys familiar with Amway? You guys know what Amway is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Like a supermarket?
So Amway is an actual pyramid scheme that I have a few really good friends who have totally bought into it. So it's just, the pyramid scheme talk is just reminding me of my buddy David. So shout out to my buddy David.
You in a pyramid scheme, boys. Newsflash.
Who is a willing participant in a very famous and Googleable pyramid scheme that he could just do.
So you're going with it's multi-level marketing?
Oh my God. It's multi-level marketing, we wouldn't get it because we're not in the business ourselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is a really different,
A completely different vibe
from last week, which is funny. He was in here with me last week. It does feel a lot more like a talk show, but I think that's mostly just because there's the three of us here, and we just have impeccable chemistry.
Yeah. Yes.
If we weren't here, Andrew would be talking to himself.
And that right.
That's sad and confusing.
That's what I do most weeks. What did you reincarnate into? Oh, only one person's going to get that one.
What did we reincarnate into? As in, like, what would we reincarnate into?
Well, I don't know.
Amway worth $8.8 billion as a company?
Right.
Is that accurate?
Yes. No, it's like a big deal. It's multinational.
What do they sell?
I don't know. The idea of Amway. That's the point.
They sell it. It's like Supreme. Right. Amway's the supreme of multilevel marketing.
Right. No, my buddy apparently has an online store that I think, just a portal to the Amway store itself. But he has a bunch of these branded drinks.
Does he consider himself a business owner?
He does. Yeah, a small business owner.
It's empowering for people, yeah.
I can feel the FCC closing in
they
right
sell
on
consumer
my
products.
Throat right
I'm
now.
I'm sure that means, Mom. You're going to have to be more specific.
Right.
But, my mom's filling me in on Amway right now. She's trying to make an informed radio show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, I'm going to cut it for this.
Well, I kind of want to know what Ryan Alfonte chatty dialogue reincarnated into.
I think what we're going to... Okay, all right, fine. What?
What would I be reincarnated into?
Right.
Are we doing objects or living things?
I think you'd be a turnip.
A turnip, really?
Yeah, because you're just always turning up.
Really?
Oh, my God. DJ Hebrew is off now.
Yeah, he left.
It's just DJ Ryan Alfonte and I.
Yep.
All right, I actually am going to cut the dialogue. We have to finish this up. We got other things to do tonight. It's been a blast. We're already...
End it now!
We're already, like, 15 minutes past. It happens super late. It's just supposed to be at 6. Seriously, though, huge shout-out. Thanks to these two wonderful co-DJs for coming in here, DJ Hebrew and DJ Ryan Elefante, worst name. He's going to have...
You don't say DJ in front of you. You just say my name.
No, no, that's not the. That's not the.
Have a DJ name.
You're not on. They can only hear me right now. No, I've taken all power away. I like being near that soundboard. Yeah.
You take away my talking stick.
It is my show. A blast, though. Check it out. He's gonna have Elefante. Ryan Elefante is gonna have a new show soon. And if DJ Hebrew comes in here one more time, he might be swayed. Shout out to the Southern Falcon in Tallahassee. DJ special guest and crew in Winnetka, Grandpa Howard, DJ Q. See, it's cool that they have DJ names, so it sounds less like they're just family members. And shout out to Emzo. Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. This was a wonderful episode, and we're gonna finish as we always do here on Your Mother's Hip Hop with a little more ends.
Ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill, he didn't have a dollar. He was hard for material, Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. Now he's waiting tables cause it's rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kinda stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Sells his shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. All of a sudden it's like Jesse James trying to stick up his for they watches and chains. But he's from business school and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. And sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. Up in the cut, swinging that butt like Glacier at here. Only rap the men's that rock the flock here. Brand name wearing, champagne waving. Jewels around the neck, lifestyle she's craving. Ain't no saving, she's doing all spending. If you do the lending, she'll do the bending. Straight machine bending, it's money for tail. Shopping sprees, get her on her knees. And if you hit her with the keys of your crib, you acting funny. Come home one day, find counting out your money. From the wetlands all the way to the Apollo. If you broke, she's spitting. If you're rich, she might swallow for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. Homeboys made a lot of noise, making money on the block, and kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather, like Reverend Run. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, and got no job, and then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother. Rats snitch on one another. Sometimes kids get murdered, old ants.